The Denver Broncos ownership group led by Greg Penner, Rob Walton, and Kerry Walton Penner want to get the hire for the next head coaching job right, which is why they're taking their time and trusting the process. What could the first move be for the next potential Broncos head coach when they come on staff? You get that from the South Stands to the End Zone on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. The Broncos ownership group is taking their time, going through the process of determining who will be the best fit for the next head coach to lead the franchise, to help restore their winning tradition that Broncos country wants the franchise to return to quicker rather than later. So on top of that, folks, we have a jam-packed episode of Broncos topics here as the Broncos head coaching search obviously is still the top priority for this organization. But on top of that, we'll also ponder what are some of the most important moves that the next head coach, whoever it may be, can make. Which assistant coaches on staff could the Broncos look to retain from the last regime that everybody in Broncos country wants to forget? I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos reporter for Mile High Sports, joined alongside, as always, by my co-host and good friend, Sarah Bettinger, site expert, predominantly orange, .com. Sarah, a lot to ponder here as the Broncos head coaching search continues here in Dove Valley.
There is plenty to ponder, Cody. There's lots going on. Obviously, Monday morning after the festivities of the playoff games, they got over. Kind of figured that the bombshells about any sort of Broncos head coaching news would wait until Monday, and that was the case. There was a New Orleans reporter, I believe Jeff Ulbrich is his name, Cody, who reported that Sean Payton would be interviewing with the Denver Broncos a second time. And he specifically said on Wednesday this week, and that got a lot of people excited after Ian Rappaport endorsed his report. He came out and retweeted it and said, Sean Payton is going to be interviewing with the Broncos later this week. And then a series of confusing things happened, right? Obviously, there was a report from Rappaport himself who then said, they're going to go through this process. They want to get the second interviews. Then Josina Anderson comes out and says there's no second interview scheduled at this time. And Mike Kliss comes out and says there's no leader in the clubhouse or no favorite or whatever his words were. And I'm confused, Cody, by all of it happening in real time, right? So it's like, well, what are we supposed to believe? Well, then the guy who made the original report, the New Orleans-based reporter, who probably has pretty good connections to Sean Payton, came out and said, there's no official interview scheduled, but Sean Payton is going to fly out to Denver and he's going to wait in anticipation or expectation of a meeting on Wednesday or Thursday. And it's like, okay, well, you know what? Like, I guess somebody let the cat out of the bag too early. And, the Broncos maybe didn't want them to know about it. That's kind of how I read into it. But certainly an eventful Monday for Broncos country with, does anybody really even know what to believe at this point?
I mean, that is the game, right? I mean, we can't get anything. It's hard for any of us in the media to get anything out of Dove Valley specifically. So I imagine some of these leaks aren't coming out of Dove Valley. I imagine they're probably coming from Sean Payton's camp, who has realistically been very open about this entire process. And Sean Payton has the ultimate leverage. I mean, he gets to choose where he wants to go, right? Teams can be interested, but he ultimately gets to say, I want to go there, accept a trade to that destination. If not, he's like, all right, I'll just stay retired until after 2024. I'll get in the next head coach hiring cycle if that is the case. So, I mean, realistically speaking, Sean Payton is controlling the narrative here for, various teams as it stands right now. But I think it is interesting to note, and I actually kind of like the process that the Broncos ownership group led by Rob Walton, obviously Greg Penner, Kerry Walton Penner, they're keeping things close to the vest, but more so they're also going through the process. Like, there is no rush to be the first team to hire a head coach. They want to get it right. And that is something I think that we all want to see for this organization, getting the right hire. We've had multiple episodes talking about maybe what the right candidate may look like for the team, what to ponder there. But it's also, I think, a little bit of a learning experience from last year's mistakes that the Broncos made here. And I thought our good friend Jeff Legwold, I love Jeff. I get to speak with Jeff every day at the team facility, practice. Like, he is a great guy, a wealth of knowledge here. But he said there has been a feeling feeling in the building. They got leveraged some last year with Nathaniel Hackett's interview with Jacksonville looming, and a part of why he was signed and why second interviews with others, being Kevin O'Connell and Dan Quinn, were canceled. There is full intent by Broncos ownership on second interviews this time around. And so the leverage game is very interesting, because I think you can make a case, like, if Sean Payton is the one guy that Denver truly wants that is at the top of their list, we don't know who they truly want. We just know Sean Payton probably has the most intrigue and is the premier name on the list so far. And with an anticipated interview this week, it's safe to say he is a finalist for the job. With all that said, leverage is still a factor for other teams like the Carolina Panthers, who on Monday, Sean Payton also had an interview with as well. So, I mean, when do you know that the process is right, how you play it out? I mean, to me, I think that's an interesting question when we look at this hiring decision that is coming.
And I don't know what that is, Cody. I don't know what that looks like, because let's just say for a moment that, you know, remember the initial report from Mike Kliss said 1 to 3 finalists. So there's no guarantee that it's going to be multiple people. But at the same time, what if one of the finalists is D'Amico Ryans and you got to wait for his team to be eliminated? Are you willing to lose Sean Payton to say, oh, okay, I'm willing to go back to TV for this year if you're not going to, you know, like Jim Harbaugh seemingly got a little impatient with the process, maybe wanted to just be offered the job right away and given him an opportunity to say yes right away. What if you have D'Amico Ryans as a finalist, but you got to wait until his team is out? Or what if you prefer, you know, certain guys? I don't know. It's a scheduling thing. I just don't know, Cody. I'm not saying that not let the process play out, but I'm speaking to what you're saying. If you're going to let the process play out, you got to let it play out regardless of what all these candidates are doing, right? If Sean Payton is your top guy, don't mess around with the theatrics of saying, well, we went through a whole process of second interviews. If you know he's the guy, go ahead and hire him. If at this point you don't know he's the guy and you say, well, we like Sean, we like D'Amico, we like David Shaw a lot, then get that process rolling. The thing that bothered me the most, I think, about the Monday reports is that the Broncos didn't have any quote unquote, you know, scheduled interviews, which that kind of ticks me off a little bit. They were done interviewing as of Friday. So what have they been doing the last couple of days if not getting ready to schedule the second round of interviews, if that report is true, right? So I think let this process play out. Of course, last year's process for the Denver Broncos played very fortuitously into the hands of the Jaguars, who they weren't able to interview Hackett. So they brought Doug Peterson in, and, you know, the rest is history there. Yeah. So I think Broncos, if you know the process is, you know, if the process is the most important to you, by all means, go ahead and let it play out. If you know who your next head coach is, screw the process. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it's got to be one or the other, right? If you really don't know at this point, schedule the interviews. If you do know at this point, schedule the interviews. Get it going. Get the process moving. Like, let's move along. The Senior Bowl is coming up. Like, we need to start planning for the offseason, free agency, player fits, all these different things, getting the ball rolling. So that's where I'm at with it, Cody. And I hope the Broncos are being, you know, Greg Penner said he's an impatient man. He seems pretty patient by comparison to a lot of us in Broncos country, I'll say.
Well, I'll say this, right? This podcast is obviously recorded, and as the time that we're recording this, there were no scheduled interviews. Watch by the time we upload it, get it published, then it's going to come out who finalists are. This always happens, I think, in this world that we live in here, you know, recording a sports podcast. But a lot to ponder and a lot of interesting points to go over, and I'm glad you said what you said, because it's like, all right, yeah, if you're impatient, I mean, look at it from the Broncos fan perspective. They want their next head coach, but I do believe that, yes, you have to make sure you get the right guy, which it seems like that's what ownership is pondering right now, who the right guy is, and then maybe proceeding full speed ahead. And we'll have all the coverage here on Locked On Broncos. The moment the Broncos hire a next head coach, you'll get an emergency breaking news podcast on top of everything else. But one thing we're going to ponder until that happens is, what is the most important first move the next Broncos head coach should make? And we also take a look at assistant coaches from last regime that were here in Denver. Who deserves a chance to stay on? We'll dive into that on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. This episode of the show is brought to you by FanDuel, and the NFL playoffs are here, and we're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Lockdown, because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Perfect for championship weekend coming up. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use, so football fans don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. What is the first move that the next Broncos head coach should make as it pertains to staff? What would be the most important move that they should make when it comes to personnel decisions? Thank you so much, Broncos Country, for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. You can get this podcast free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format, or you can watch us on YouTube, especially if you like Sarah Bettinger's hat collection that he has. With that said, though, Sarah, I think one of the things we've talked about off air countless times, just pondered, okay, if this guy is the head coach for Denver, what move do we think this guy is going to make? I think when we apply that argument, just kind of as a vague generalization here, what is the most important first move that whoever the next head coach is should make? I think that there is an argument to be had that who that coach hires as the offensive line coach is probably going to be the most important first move that he makes. There's also some other ones on top of there. So, I mean, let's go back and forth here. I mean, what do you think personally the next Broncos head coach's first decision when it comes to coaching or personnel should be?
Well, Cody, he better pick a hat and stick to it. I mean, whatever he's wearing on the sideline, like, he better not change that week to week. Better not be, you know, I mean, just saying. No, in all seriousness, I love the offensive line coach connection. I think that's huge. And I think also beyond that, everybody's going to be wondering, well, who's the defensive coordinator, right? That's going to be one of the biggest questions. Even probably, I would say, for the masses, more people are going to be wondering who's the defensive coordinator more so than offensive line coach, outside of, is this head coach bringing Mike Munchak back, you know, to the Denver Broncos, which I think everybody will be very excited if that does happen. Although one of Sean Payton's, if he ends up being the guy for the job, Cody, one of his longtime assistants and offensive line coach, was just recently let go. So, or released from his contract, or opted out, or was, you know, free agent or whatever. So he could be back instead of Munchak, but with Payton, that is. So I don't know. I think defensive coordinator is going to be the fascinating discussion outside of offensive line coach, because what are people wondering? What are we all wondering? Is Ejiro Evero going to be back with the Denver Broncos? I would guess that anybody that's interviewed for the job is like, you know, I would be happy to have him as defensive coordinator, unless they have somebody else in mind, like the Vic Fangio rumors dating back to, you know, a month or two ago with Sean Payton being connected there. So wouldn't that be something, by the way? I mean, it's not impossible either, right? I mean, if Brock Osweiler can come back to the Broncos after his whole Houston Texans fiasco, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe those are two different situations. But at the same time, I think the defensive coordinator discussion will be interesting. And it also begs the question, if Ejiro Evero is back, what about his assistants on the defensive side of the ball? Or what about assistants on the offensive side? Like, are the coach candidates coming in doing a lot of self-scouting of the Broncos? I know we've seen, like, Clint Kubiak interviewing for the Jets offensive coordinator job, Justin Outen getting interview requests from, I believe, the Titans and the Rams.
Yeah.
So I think we've seen a number of different things coming about for this staff. It seems to indicate that they're going to bust it up a little bit, but at the same time, I don't think anything's been finalized. So those two things, I think defensive coordinator and other assistants, will be fascinating.
Well, and I think as it pertains to, like, the defensive coordinator side of things, for the next head coach, one thing that I personally want to find out is, if you make a change at defensive coordinator, how do you preserve what the Broncos defense was able to do, or how do you build upon what they were able to do without compromising it or fracturing, you know, everything that was working with them? I think that obviously we can agree there are some personnel decisions that need to be made, you know, to boost depth. Maybe an edge rusher, cornerback depth maybe needs to be added or addressed this offseason. But for the most part, the Broncos defense is very good. So why, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right? That's my biggest question I have with whoever is the next hire. On top of that, you mentioned some assistant coaches, you know, and I think that the Broncos have some really good assistant coaches. Contrary to what happened last season with the 5-12 results, the Broncos have some very good assistant position coaches. And I want to start off with Christian Parker and Ola Adams. Christian Parker, obviously the defensive backs coach for Denver. Ola Adams is the assistant defensive backs coach. For Denver to play the way that they did this season and for Damari Mathis to rise up as fast as he did, I think is a testament to both Adams and Parker's coaching. And I can tell you this, getting to know and talking to players about Christian Parker, he is a fantastic teacher. I mean, there was a reason that Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell plucked him from the Green Bay Packers in 2021 to bring him over to Denver. They saw something in him as a coach. And amongst league circles, his name is starting to generate a little bit of buzz as a potential future defensive coordinator. There is even a possibility he could be an internal in-house defensive coordinator candidate for the next head coach, depending on how things go. But he is going to garner interest around the National Football League. If the Broncos decide not to bring back Christian Parker, he will have interest immediately from various teams, contending teams as well. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. Peter Hansen, inside linebacker coach. We talk about connections, right? Now, for him, he's a former, like his first start really in the football coaching realm was as an assistant strength and conditioning coach. On top of that, he was more recently, before being hired by the Broncos, the defensive coordinator, linebacker coach for UNLV. Prior to that, he spent time on staff with the San Francisco 49ers from 2011 to 2013, where they made three consecutive NFC championships plus a Super Bowl appearance under guess whose staff? He's obviously not in the running for the Broncos head coach anymore. But under Jim Harbaugh's staff, he's a very respected coach. He could also be an internal defensive coordinator candidate for the Broncos, and what he was able to do with Singleton and Josie Jewell this year, very impressive at the linebacker position. And I think maybe one of the more intriguing ones, Marcus Dixon, I think has done a fantastic job as a first-year defensive line coach, working with guys like Mike Purcell, Draymond Jones, DJ Jones, Inyoma Uwazurike. I mean, he, when you talk to defensive linemen, they love Coach Dixon. And, he's kind of the creator of the dark side mantra there. In your opinion, what do you think about some of these potential assistant coaches either staying on or getting opportunities elsewhere?
Well, I'd love to see it, especially after we've seen tremendous development from the defensive backs out of Christian Parker. I think you look at Pat Surtain, obviously he's a great player, but I think coaching does matter, right? It's not like we're sitting here saying, well, Pat Surtain has made Christian Parker into a great defensive backs coach. I would say look at, guys like Damari Mathis, who came in as a rookie and has contributed at a very high level. How about Caden Stearns with four interceptions early on in his NFL career, despite limited playing time? I mean, I think you could say even he's helped take Justin Simmons' game to the next level, right? With 11 interceptions over the last two seasons, Christian Parker is a guy that I feel very strongly about the Broncos keeping around. And I would say you're absolutely right about Peter Hansen with the inside linebackers, just the job that he did with, remember, Jonas Griffith was kind of one of the hottest breakout player candidates in the offseason. Then injuries kind of derailed his opportunity this year. Then Alex Singleton comes in and has a tremendous season. Just really a great job by those guys. Marcus Dixon as well. I don't think the Broncos had the deepest defensive line group in the NFL this year, but man, those guys all played pretty well, pretty consistently. So kudos to him and that group. And I think the defensive staff as a whole just worked very well together. So assistants like that, I would love to see. I'd love to see those guys come back. On the offensive side, Cody, I don't know. I think you could make a case for Justin Outen after what we saw those last two games, but what capacity do you bring him back, or would he be willing to do that? I think it'll be kind of an interesting dynamic between whoever gets hired and these coaches. I think we could and probably should see a number of them be retained.
Well, on top of the two, what's the status going to be for Zach Azani? He's made it through three different coaching staffs at this point at wide receiver. He's done a fantastic job coaching those guys up. Do the Broncos keep him on, or do they maybe make a change as well? It's always an interesting thing to ponder. In Broncos country, we are always eager for your thoughts on this subject matter right here. What is the most important first move you think the next Broncos head coach should make? If you're watching on YouTube, drop it in the comments down below. Hit the like button and interact with other members in Broncos country. If you're listening on your favorite audio podcast, podcasting platform. Make sure you tweet me and Sarah on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Locked On Broncos. On today's episode of the show, though, playoff weekend happened this past Sunday between the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers, and a battle between two of the potential Broncos head coaching candidates in D'Amico Ryans and Dan Quinn. How can we evaluate that? You get that on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. But before we do all that, let me tell you about Locked On and what we have going on here. This entire offseason is going to be crazy if you're a member of Broncos country. Not only will the Broncos hire a brand new head coach, but there is free agency that is upcoming. And if the Broncos don't have any NFL picks in the first parts of the NFL draft, how might they address team needs in free agency, and what might they be able to do in the NFL draft in the later rounds? You'll have to listen to Locked On Broncos every single day because we have you covered all year long. Because for the true fan, there is never an offseason. You can get this podcast free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format or whether you watch on YouTube. Dan Quinn and D'Amico Ryans are two names that are potential final candidates for the Broncos head coaching job as they continue to figure out who would be the right fit to lead this team going forward. These two head coaching candidates faced off against each other this weekend. As we all know, the San Francisco 49ers proceeding on to the NFC Championship against the Eagles, and the Dan Quinn-led, Mike McCarthy-led Dallas Cowboys, another year, they're out of the hunt there past the divisional round there. So with that said, let's evaluate both of these potential candidates based on how their units performed on Sunday. And I think you can make an argument looking at that game between the Cowboys and the 49ers. Realistically, the defenses were the stars of the show. It wasn't necessarily anything that the Cowboys offense or the 49ers offense was realistically able to do to shine. Defenses, they were aggressive. And I think when you look at it from that standpoint, how do you evaluate, if you're a decision maker like Rob Walton, Greg Penner, Kerry Walton Penner, how do you look at these two performances by these units and combine that with what you got from those interviews with those candidates? I think that's very intriguing to kind of look at here.
Well, it is. And I think that's something that I was trying to figure out how to word a tweet during the game. And I decided not to say anything because I didn't feel like I could say it in a perfect way. But as you're watching that game, like if you don't want Dan Quinn as the head coach, nothing as of the fourth quarter of that game, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, nothing that's happened in this game or that will happen, regardless of how this game has turned out, would cause him to not be a candidate anymore, right? It's not like the Cowboys got, you know, their lunch handed to them by the 49ers offense and things like that, like to where you'd be like, okay, that was pretty definitive, like in a big spot with the interview, you know, a couple days before, like his defense laid an egg. That was not the case. Like his defense went out there and played extremely well. And the same is true of D'Amico Ryans, who we know canceled a couple of coaching interviews to focus on the matchup after he interviewed with the Broncos and the Texans, his former team, as a player. So Cody, I think as you're watching that game, both of those candidates kind of enhanced their candidacy, right? They really went out and showed, man, D'Amico Ryans' defense got a couple of turnovers, and you know, Kyle Shanahan really tried to limit the turnovers by running the ball a lot against Dallas, but they did a good job for most of the game of stopping the run, limiting Christian McCaffrey. I know he had his moments and he got his, you know, as he always does, but it was tough sledding for both teams. I don't think either team had anybody that averaged 4 yards a carry in that game. So they both ran the ball well. They both limited the downfield passing attack, although there were a couple breaks in there, but neither team scored 20 points. I think that you look at that game, you look at the matchup between the defensive coordinators going up against pretty good offensive minds, right? Kyle Shanahan, one of the best in the NFL. Kellen Moore, I think he obviously is very good at his job in Dallas as well. So two of the higher scoring teams in the league, limited by Dan Quinn and D'Amico Ryans. I think that was big time for both of them to enhance their candidacy. It did nothing to derail the hype. If you're pro Dan Quinn, if you're pro D'Amico Ryans, or if you're anti either guy, I don't think anything in this game would say, hey, these guys are no longer candidates. Really quick correction on myself too, Cody. It was Jeff Duncan, the reporter, the New Orleans reporter. So for anybody that jumps in the comments about what I said earlier about Jeff Ulbrich, I believe I said, just know I figured it out. It's Jeff Duncan, the New Orleans reporter. Just want to give him his due for breaking that story and all those things. But anyways, D'Amico Ryans, Dan Quinn, both did a great job in the playoffs, in the divisional round.
I think one thing we commonly see, especially on Twitter, right? And look, fans have every right to feel how they feel, but I feel like often at times the perception about potential candidates gets skewed by the end result, right? The Cowboys lost. The Cowboys lost, but it wasn't because of their defense. It was because Dak Prescott threw multiple interceptions and they couldn't get anything going. Like, they could not capitalize against a very damn good D'Amico Ryans-led defense. And Micah Parsons and company made Brock Purdy's life a little bit hellish in Sunday's game. I don't think that you can look at the end result of Sunday's outcome and say, okay, well, this is why you don't go with this guy as a potential head coach. This is why you don't go with this guy. It's entirely different the way that people have to evaluate it. And I know that Broncos ownership isn't going to evaluate it from that stature as well. We don't know how hard it is to win in the National Football League. So I'm with you. This didn't sway me one way or the other. Now, I think we all have our beliefs as to like who may be a finalist. We'll find out here shortly. The Broncos should announce it, unless, you know, maybe Sean Payton is the only one that is going to come to town for the second interview, and then they're going to proceed forward. But based on everything we've heard about how the Walton Penner family ownership group wants to operate this search and get the right hire, I imagine there will be a couple other names. I'm intrigued to find out who it is. By the time this podcast releases, it could already be out. But with that said, we just want to say thank you so much, Broncos Country, for tuning in to today's episode. Lockdown Broncos, making us your first listen of the day every step of the way for this Broncos head coaching search all throughout the entire offseason. Because once again, for the true fan, there is never an offseason. Lockdown Broncos has you covered every single day all year long. Sarah and I will be back tomorrow for a brand new episode of the show detailing the latest in the Broncos head coaching search, the newest developments that we find out. On top of that, looking at some other background information on this football team as it proceeds towards free agency. You get that and much more on tomorrow's brand new episode, Lockdown Broncos.